Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather today is pleasantly warm across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining bright. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures. Haifa expects a cool breeze later, a comfortable day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF prepares for maneuvering Gaza. Military sources say Hamas is exploiting attention on Iran and Lebanon. This is from Walla earlier today. Also, the U.S. and Iran are nearing a one-page deal to end war. Key terms involve lifting blockades and sanctions. This report comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Hezbollah drone attack injures two IDF soldiers. An Israeli Air Force interception of a hostile target took place earlier today. JNS provides these details. Separately, Trump pauses U.S. operation in the Strait of Hormuz. He claims great progress with Iran. This news comes from I-24 News in earlier reporting. And finally, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. It's politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump's peace efforts with Iran. Axios reported this previously. Here's what people are saying online. Samer Sinijlawi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago. He highlighted a shift in Middle East conflicts from national to ideological lines, stressing the importance of moderation and cooperation. Adam Louis Klein, a political activist, wrote on X just now about the fight against anti-Zionism. He emphasized it as a struggle for universal freedom and truth. Me24, a Middle East news account, reported on recent clashes in Beirut. An RPG fired during a Hezbollah funeral escalated tensions, leading to army intervention. This incident happened weeks ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF maneuver in Gaza. Walla reports military sources highlight Hamas's strategic moves amid distractions by Iran and Lebanon. The U.S. envoy's efforts to dismantle Hamas are expected to falter. This maneuver could impact regional stability significantly. Turning to the U.S.-Iran deal, the Jerusalem Post outlines a potential agreement to lift blockades and sanctions. This could de-escalate tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Such a deal may alter the geopolitical landscape in the Gulf region. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's drone attack. According to JNS, the incident injured two soldiers and saw an aerial target intercepted. This follows heightened border tensions. Civilians in the region remain on high alert. On the economic front, first, the Competition Authority targets the five largest banks in Israel, labeling them a concentration group. This is the first move of its kind in 25 years, as reported by Walla Business earlier today. Separately, shares of NICE fell as AI growth failed to offset weak guidance. CTech notes investor concerns about the sustainability of earnings. And finally, gasoline prices are set to rise again Thursday night, according to Globes. This comes amid climbing oil prices on global markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.